Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing illicit behavior among young people in Zimbabwe, including substance abuse and alcoholism.
Let's get connected together on Twitter, Facebook, using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at VOA Studio 7. We can get things going also on our WhatsApp. Find us on 001-202-465-0318.
And for those who want to speak on air, you can give us a call on the following number: 001-202-619-2077. The number again: 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, we're also streaming live on the internet. Catch us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and last but not least, voandebele.com.
This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Youth organizations say cases of drug abuse and alcoholism continue to rise as young people in the country face harsh socioeconomic conditions. Substances like marijuana, Bronco Clear, also known as Bronco or Ngoma, and the mix commonly known as Nyayope of ARVs and rat poison have become most prevalent within the country.
Youth are also facing issues of alcohol abuse, which organizations say is tearing up their future. So tonight, we want to open up the mics to discuss these challenges and the consequences. Hongo, tatenda nyaya iripano nasi inyaya ye alcohol abuse nema drug abuse nyaya irikunzi nema mama sangano ano shanda nevechidiki anzi inyaya ya neza zvikuru munyika saka nokudaro tiri kutarisa kuti chii chingaitwe kubatsira vechidiki kuti vabude mudambudziko iri. Saka vanenge vachida kuti fonera namba dzedu dzerunhare kana kuti zeWhatsApp. ZeWhatsApp zinoti 001-202-465-0318. Titumirei namba dzenyu paWhatsApp ipapo, then tozomufonerai mupinde muchirongwa. Kana kuti mogona kuti fonera zvekare pa 001-202-619-2077. Yebo, sihlobo esithandekayo, ikuti bana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo ontanga phela okubikwa kuludubo olukhanya ludlondlobala elizweni. Abasakhulayo abaningi sizokuthiwa babhema kakhulu insangu, abanye kuthiwa bayahlanganisa ama-ARVs le-poison okubulala amagundwane ukuze badakeke, kanti abanye ngabanatha utshwala ukwedlulisa amalawulo. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Lingasitshayela inombolo, lingasitshayela ucingo kunombolo ezilandelayo: 001-202-619-2077. Ku WhatsApp 001-202-465-0318.
Yeah, Ntunga says, Wataura, we want everyone to join us this evening, pa Chirongwa Chedu, The Connection, where we're talking about the issue of illicit behavior in Zimbabwe amongst young people, and particularly those dealing with issues of substance abuse and alcoholism. But Ntunga, Nasinda Tofara, Tatsikwa Ne Shamariango. So I think this will be halftime ladies night, I think. Ameno. Sine guest here, do in studio guest. We have Nyari Mashaya Mombe, who is the director of the Tag Life International organization, working particularly with young girls, young women. But we're very happy to have you here in the studios with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Good evening, Zimbabwe. I'm loving the live show.
Thank you so much for coming. So we'll just start by asking you, before we get into the topic of today, tell us some more why you're here in Washington, D.C.
All right. Thank you very much. So I'm here in Washington, D.C. For a program. I actually am coming from New York, where I was attending CSW, that is Commission on the Status of Women by the United Nations, that takes place every year, every March of each year. And this year's edition was special because of the very fact that it is from Beijing. I think you remember Beijing, that CSW actually came out, and we were celebrating 20 years of Beijing since 1995, when Beijing was signed, Beijing being the declaration on the commitment for the empowerment of women. So this year we're celebrating the 20 years, and there was a lot of reflection and celebrations that were taking part that were taking place in New York. So it's from New York that I just said, let me see some friends here in Washington D.C. since it's a stone away.
Of course, and see us here at Studio 7.
Yes, and to just say, hey, I need to be on this beautiful settings.
Thank you.
That's interesting. Ko nyariti mbopinda munyaya ya tukurukura nezvayo nasandizvo. Nyaya yekushandiswa kwema drugs nevechidiki kuZimbabwe. Idambudziko rakakura sei zvii zvauri kuona kuharareko?
Right. Nyaya yeku abuse kwema drugs. Ma drugs ari kuabuswa nevechidiki. Kunyanyanyanya vanakomana. And saka inyaya iri kutonetsa. Seku taura kwa maita manyatso dedemura mando yema drugs aripo vana brongo. Shaturu kunzwa shema ARV shukushanswa mazwano. Jino siririsa nekuti vana vechidiki. Varu kuraskiru wano penyu wabo. Nekuti kana mwana akuswera akadhakwa zvakureva izvo kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvanga achifanira kuita zvine chekuita nebudiriro yenyika zvasisiri kukwanisa kuita. Saka zvinosuwisa kuti tirikurasikirwa netingati generation kana kuti tirikurasikirwa nevechidiki vanga vachifanira kunge vachivaka nyika. Pane zvakawanda zviri kutaurika kuti zvingave zviri kunzi zvikonzero zvekuti vana vechidiki vange vachishandisa madrugs kana kuti vachishandisa izvozvozvo vachishandisa mando dzemadrugs iwayo zvinana brongo, asi zvinhu zvinosuwisa. Handisi kuda hangu kuti ndibve ndaita kunge vanasikana vasi kubatwa nazvo. Vari kubatwa nazvo, vamwe vari kubhemo, vamwe ndevanozonge vari vatingati mavictims ezvinenge zviri kuitika pakubhemwa kuri kuitwa madrugs aya.
Asi ungati hurumende kana kuti vemasangano akazvimirira ega pane zvauri kuita here panyaya yekubatsira vanenge vasangana nedambudziko iri ma drug addicts acho.
Right. So you find kuti mungatode kuziva kuti muZimbabwe nyaya yema drugs aisi nyaya yanga iri kutaurika inganzi kuti tibvume kuti chitori dambudziko. Zvinhu zvakutanga kutaurika mazuva ano nekuvapo kwana brongo nekuonekwa kwakuitwa kuti vanhu zvinana ARV zvakubuda pachena. Asi kuti titonyatsotarisa kuti pane kuferefetwa kana kuti tingati research, because mungada kuziva kuti isu semasangano tinowanzo kunge tichishanda nehumbo hunenge uripo kuti paka research kana kuti paka ngororwa zvikaonekwa kuti vana vari ku vakomana kana vasikana kana kuti vanhu vakuru vari kubatwa nenyaya yemadrugs vakawanda zvakadi. Saka ndinodaira kuti atisati tave nehumbowo ihwohwo. Zvinhu zvekuti titotanga kutotaura kuti ngapachive nehumbowo zvitsetsenure kuti tizive kuti vana vangani, vasikana vangani, vakomana vangani, varume kana vakadzi vangani vari kutora madrugs aya. Zvichienderana zvikange zvadaro manje, zvichatikwanisisa isusu kuti tichitange kuti tione kuti zvii zvinoda kuitwa, nekuti mukutsoropodza nyaya yekuti vanhu vangani vari kubatikana nazvo kana kuti research inenge yakuitwa iyoyo ichataura kuti zvii zvingabatsire vana ava kana kuti vanhu ava vari kubatwa nazvo kuti vabve mumadrugs room. Taka nanganao ne kamiro kakaita mamiro upumi wenyika yedu, nyika ye Zimbabwe. Ndingangoti pane ma services kono ma facilities kanoti zvingabatsire vanhu vakaita seivava zvinenge zvifano nge zviripo kana tichinge taona umbo wacho wevanhu vari kuda rubatsiro asi ndiri kuti ndofunga zvine zvekuti government ingange ichitodirwa kuti iendese mari kuma ku ikoko kunana ma services like manana AA you know akuna atina ma facilities ari kutoshanda panguva ine pekuti tikasangana nevana vacho vari kuda rubatsiro vanoendeswa kupi ku rehabilitation kwacho tinawo here ma facilities kana ari komashoma 102 and 102 yacho ndiye kuti vana vakawanda vari kubatwa nazvo izvi kuma location vakawandisa vasiri kuenda kubasa vari kudindini vari kuswera vakarara. Saka tikange takwanisa kudai zvichada kuti kuchivawo nema resources anoitwa kuti kuva nema rehabilitation centers ekukwanisa kubatsira vanhu ava kana kuti vanhu ava.
Yeah, Ntunga Zanyari saying that was one of the issues that we noticed today while we were doing our research. The issue that, you know, are there the facilities to assist those who are dealing with these issues of substance abuse? As you're saying, the ministry itself is saying there are some issues, of course, even in rehabilitation, where at this point people are sent to psychiatric care when they're dealing with substance abuse, although they should be getting rehabilitation assistance. So I think that's a point that should be well taken. And that you know, the facilities are a bit scarce when it comes to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think also another issue to mention is that I think we have not yet even, it's substance abuse in the country is not something that we have recognized or said it's a problem that we have. I don't think we have accepted that we have that kind of a problem and the magnitude of it that we have. I think it begins with us admitting that we've got a problem, because sometimes when you see, I think there's a negligence of saying whoever is abusing our substances, we don't really sometimes care about them. We don't care. We just say it's a lost cause. They've messed up for their life, whatever, you know, we treat them as such. Mm-hmm. And maybe those whom you then hear about having to be sent to the psychiatric units, they would have gone to extreme ends, and it's not a lot of them who get those services.
We'll just and, hold you there.
Yeah, and before we pick up our next guest, Tatenda, of course, last year there was research done by the Anti-Drug Abuse Association of Zimbabwe, and I'm reading a paragraph from a story from the Financial Gazette, which says statistics from the Anti-Drug Abuse Association of Zimbabwe reveal that drug abuse in local schools has reached alarming proportions, with 43% of students interviewed last year indicating that they know of schoolmates who smoke cigarettes and take drugs. You know, of course, this is not only about, you know, young people, school leavers, and, you know, young people in the streets. Even, you know, kids in schools, one way or the other, they are, you know, those errant ones that you will find taking drugs.
Also, the
Minister of Health, Parire Nyato, said in January that, you know, drug abuse and substance abuse among young people is a, you know, cause for concern.
It is. That's absolutely true. At this point, we'd like to welcome our second guest on the line with us in Zimbabwe, Ms. Fortunate Chidike. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, madam.
Thank you. You are with the Active Youth Zimbabwe organization, which is working directly with youth to curb the issue of substance abuse. Can you tell us more about your organization and what exactly you're doing in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. Active Youth Zimbabwe is a youth initiative that was established in order to curb the issues of drug and substance abuse in Zimbabwe. So far, we have activities, most of which have been aimed to make sure that young people in Zimbabwe are aware of the impact, the effects of drug abuse. And we've been holding seminars, workshops, we've been attending even certain functions where drug abuse is spoken about. We were young people are being told not to engage in drug and substance abuse. And that's what we have been, that is our mandate as activists in Zimbabwe.
How much of a problem is this, Chidig?
I think this is much of a problem, especially to the young people. It's an issue that has also been affecting even our schools, where you find even stories in newspapers where certain schools are expelling their students for abusing things like mbanjeri, tenten tabangana, where students were expelled for using mbanjeri, there's even circulambas where students were expelled for abusing alcohol, for putting alcohol in schools. So I think this is an issue that is quite serious. And even our mental health institute, the likes of Sengutian, can confirm that more and more people are being admitted. More and more people are in need of rehabilitation due to drug and substance abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fortunately, Chidike, a lot attender. We are Kulumang and Sanganiso yake. Active youth Zimbabwe basebenza labasakhulayo eZimbabwe bezama ukuba khuthaza ukuba na bengasebenzisi izidakamizwa uyakhuluma ukuba na ludubo olukhulu kakhulu lolo bayasebenzisa amaphilisi bayasebenzisa imbanje kanti abanye ngabaphuza utshwala okungapheliyo bephuza okwedlulisa amalawulo uzwe kuthiwa ngikhipha i-stress kanti umuntu ubulala umzimba wakhe uyazibulala njalo uyazibuyisela muva kundaba zentuthuko sizwile njalo uNyari Mashamombe esilaye namhlanje e-studio lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi udaba lokusetshenziswa kwama-drugs engaba sakhulayo ludaba obe ungakhulunywa ngalo kakhulu eZimbabwe lanxa kuludaba kuludubo olukhona kakhulu ngalokho we are trying to shed light on this a very important topic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have the experts who can discourage young people from, getting involved with drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, that's the main point of our show today is to bring to light what is happening. As Nyari said earlier, some people are not even talking about these issues. So it might be the first time that someone is even hearing that this might be happening in their communities or anywhere around them. But Ntunga, I think we can also introduce two of our guests who are also on the line and get to them. We have Mr. Wilson Box, who is the director of the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us on The Connection. I think we might have lost him, but we also have Mr. Mekleo Mapfumo. He's the youth president of Zimbabwe United Nations Association.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thanks so much for joining us, Mekleo. Tombo taura ne research in Yamakaita last year, focusing on the issue of mental health and substance abuse in Zimbabwe. Can you tell us what you found as an organization when you were focusing on this issue?
All right. First and foremost, like I said, I represent Zimbabwe United Nations Association, which is a people's movement of the United Nations, furthering the objectives and the mandates of the UN, and also working directly on other UN topical issues. And the issue of drugs has been a major issue on the United Nations calendar, which we also engage ourselves with high school students. So from according to our research, we did last year with the Minister of Health, working directly with an organization called AFDETO, which is led by Mr. Simba Ngwenya. We managed to come up with a specific number which says that 65% of the youths who are mentally affected, it's because of the issue of drugs and alcohol abuse. And we've managed to do a follow-up on that 65%. And here are the reasons why people take drugs, especially the youths who are our age. First reason is they want to fit in. Second reason is they want to escape or relax. Third reason is to relieve boredom. Then the fourth reason is to rebel. Then the fifth reason is to experiment. And we managed to come up with a solution as to what are the causes of all these issues. And it all went back to the government. Why am I saying the government? We looked at the issue of the border posts. Who controls the border posts? Because we are seeing that each and every day, these drugs are coming into the country. We look at bronchial, we look at the double punch, Stalix, and the blue diamond. These are drugs which are coming into the country every day. And as we speak right now, these drugs are actually in the streets. So it's a major issue that's really affecting the youth. And it is a major concern, because also on the statistics, we managed to see that out of five youths, three youths abuse drugs and alcoholism.
Uyaluza udaba lapha nyari uyakhuluma umnumzana MacLeo ngama statistics kwama njani
into ezimangalisayo ukuthi abasakhulayo balodubo olunjalo kodwa ngizabe ngifuna ukuzwisisa ukuthi my city 3 out of 5 baya abuse ama drugs ukhuluma yini ukuthi lamankazana khona khonapho i-statistics lezo zithinta yini amankazana labafana kumbe ngcenye 3 out of 5 batholakala ebafaneni and then ngcenye ngingafuna ukuzwisisa lapho
okay vamapfuma mari kunzwa mvunzo hanzi 3 out of 5 ya mari kutaura nawo zvinobatanidza vasikana nevakomana kana kuti vakomana chete kana kuti vasikana chete
ndinotenda neresponse yavapa tikada kutarisa ka 5 vandataura ndikati 3 varikushandisa madrugs research futi iri kutitaura kuti nhamba yevasikana vari kuabvisa madrugs nekuwezera zuva nezuva saka tikada kutarisa kuti pa3 ipapo vari kuabvisa madrugs taakuchidzoka kuti mustatistics dzedu tochiti 1 out of 3 vanhu vari kushandisa madrugs pane musikana
Saka muri
kugutsikana. So kucho kuti ngcenye if 1 out of 3 of girls are using drugs, kucho kuti ngcenye 3 out of 10, right? Kumbe 30% of ama girls. My city eat 3 out of 5 of youth. Kucho kuti ngcenye about 70% or 65% of ama youth basebenzisa ama drugs anyeti. And then a number ku number leyo. We will go there and realize that in many of that youth, 30% is girls. That is an interesting, actually I didn't know that we have such a research and well done to the organization. But also, just to come back to what you mentioned, Tatinda, earlier, Utewena about 43%, I think, from this research of school youths actually confirmed that basebenzisa drugs. One of the things I remember, I went to a workshop which one lady from the United States had actually spent a lot of years working with young people and drugs. She says that when you ask youths, ukuthi, do you know someone? Kumbe, are you related to someone also in summer drugs? That's the only time they identify. Kucho kuti bona, bayabe ngafuni. Abasoze bekuchela ukuthi mina ngiyenza in summer drugs. Abakudzi iwo kuti ndini ndiri one of them. But they'll tell you, kuti, in my class, do you know of someone who's using? They'll always tell you that. So it's something interesting to realize that while you're doing this research, some people will tell you that a few youths will own up to say, I'm one of these people who are using this drug, but they know. So for me, that number simply means that a lot of our youths are at risk. Mm-hmm. For instance, when a research is going on, for instance, in countries like Zimbabwe, and then you find that 43% of young people are using, I would think that it's actually a little bit more than 43%. And it will also be interesting to note that when all is said and done, the young men or the men who abuse alcohol, yes, they are affected in the sense that they are missing out on their education. They are missing out on their education. But you find that girls usually carry the burden. For instance, when a girl, we have actually realized that recently in the schools, especially in Group A schools, there's been an increase of house parties in Zimbabwe, where young women go to parties and then they have intoxications or, you know, drugs put in their drinks. So it's one of the interesting things that's been
Just hold on there, Nyari. We want to quickly give a recap of today's headlines for our listeners who might have not had a chance to listen to our daily news shows. Ntunga, of course, as we know, that we broadcast in Shona, English, and Ndebele daily. So, of course, this is time that we like to give our listeners a what?
A recap of our top news headlines. We'll be right back.
Bato re-MDCT rinoti National Standing Committee yaro yasangana nasi mangwana nemuHarare ikasunga kutevera chisungo chakaitwa neCongress yebato iri chekusapinda muchero sarudzo kusvika zvinoda kugadziriswa munyaya dzesarudzo zvose zvagadziriswa. Vari kukwikwidza musarudzo dzeby election kuchirumhanzu Zimbabwe vakamirira bato reNCA vamunashe Mutodza vanoti vari kusangana nekutyisidzirwa kwenhengo dzavo nenhengo dzezano PF mukutsvaga rutsigiro kwavari kuita. Gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu muzvare Rumbidzai Dube vanoti hurumende inofanirwa kutsvaga mutungamiri weOccupy Africa Unity Square vaitai dzamara zvakasimba uye kuti vadzorwe kumhuri yavo.
Ibandla leMDCT namhla lihlangene lanquma ukuthi kalisoze liphatheke kukhetho lwamabhayi elections lakolunye ukhetho nje nxa uhulumende engaguqulanga indlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo. Umgcinisihlalo wabatsha kubandla leMDCT uMnumzana Happy Mochidziba ubikwa echawe ngamasoja edolobheni leHarare.
The MDCT's National Standing Committee met in Harare this morning and upheld its Congress resolution to boycott all future elections, including pending by-elections, until electoral reforms are put in place. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has assured a visiting top German official that Zimbabwe is committed to upholding the rule of law, saying this is critical if the country is to attract international investors, which the country so desperately needs. Zimbabwe Today joined the world in marking the International Day of Truth, and human rights lawyer Rumbidzai Dube says the government has an obligation to search for missing activist Itai Dzamara and reconcile him with his family.
And of course, to attend, those are our top news headlines. Yizo ge ebezi hamba pambili.
I'm sorry for now.
Yizo. Turns out it's another guest on the line.
We do. We have Mr. Wilson Box, who is the director of the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Magadi. Tambotaura, just a bit earlier, focusing on issues that the organization yenyu. Can you just focus particularly on the issue here, drug policy in Zimbabwe? Mambotaura kuti panema conflicts ipapo, and you're finding it hard to get assistance from the government in that particular level.
Maitabas. This is the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network to know kuruzira drug policy reform. Shireva izo kuti tinoda kuti hurumende inge ichitarisa mutemo unoongorora avo vanoshandisa zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mbanje and the like. Pari zvino nyaya iri kuitika ndeye kuti izvo pane inonzi Criminal Codification Act, ndo legislation inoshandiswa kuti inge ichiona kuti vari kushuta mbanje kana vakaonekwa vainadzo vanotongwa zvakadini. Saka you find out kuti izvo kuti avo vanoshandisa mbanje idzodzo kana vachinge vaonekwa vainadzo zvash vanotoenda kujeri, right? Saka in that alone that's very penal intensive. Saka sezvinobva Civil Liberties and Drug Network tiri kuti hurumende ngaiongorore that legal framework whereby tiri kuti izvo isusu mitemo ngaunge uchikwanisa kurehabilitata vanhu. Right, kuti kana munhu achinge aonekwa achiita izvozvo, chekutanga anomboendeswawo kana kucounseling, oendeswawo kana kurehabilitation, right, kuitisa kuti izvo vasange vachiita zvinhu zvakadaro zvekare. Asi nenyaya yekuti izvo mutemo unosunga munhu, munhu anotanga kutya, saka mbanje dzinotanga kusvitwa bhorongo.
Box, can we just ask you, just chimbomira yenyu paline, we just want to transition over to our full internet stream and say good night to our radio listeners. And in Tunga, of course, we'd like to thank our listeners and of course our viewers who will stay with us. And where can they go to continue watching us?
Abalaleleyo hambani go www.voazimbabwe.com kumbe www.shona.com lo www.voandebele.com lingayika chana.
And to our guests, please remain on the line and we'll be right back to you after this short break. And Yari, don't get up, don't go anywhere.